Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Discovering a good radio program, a great radio program for a change, because there aren't a lot of great ones or good ones. Does that sound self-serving, Jay?
Maybe you know what? Is it self-serving if it's also accurate?
Yes, there we go. Here we are, ready to relate to you. This is, if we're going to relate, we must be relatable, right? That doesn't mean that we're relatives. It means that we're going to connect you to some of the things that are going on. Not everything, because we can't possibly talk about everything, but we'll talk about a lot of things that are important here on the Good Day program. Friday has found us again. It's almost the middle of the month of July 7/14-23. And our goodness and graciousness brought to you by Progressive Insurance in part, which provides insurance for motorcycles and boats and RVs. And so, if you're really smart, the protection that you get on the road or you need on the water, that sort of reminds me of that line from Jack Nicholson and A Few Good Men, you know that line?
You can't handle
you
the
won.
Truth?
Yeah, right, exactly. Well, you need us there. That's what we need. You need good insurance. And so you can save money at the same time by dialing 800-PROGRESSIVE and also visiting their website, which cleverly is progressive.com. Progressive with two S's. Can you spell progressive with one S? Yeah, you can, but it'd be wrong. So why would you want to do that? Got it? All right, let's see what we have that's cooking. This week has gone by
crazily fast.
Yeah, it could be. That would be
absurdly fast.
Bird feathers from 99 million years ago not only show that modern birds are descended from the dinosaur era, but also they might point to why some of their ancestors didn't make it. The feathers that were found and preserved show how molting was the key to some early extinctions of big birds. This is where Big Bird comes in, that yellow Big Bird, right? Remember Big Bird from Sesame Street?
Big Bird. Who is a Big Bird?
He was a Big Bird. Anyway, so there's a feather that's been found that is 99 million years old. That's an old feather. And so some of these names I can't pronounce. If I had my grandson here, he could pronounce this. Maybe I'll save this story for him when he's here in a couple of weeks. It's not important what the name of the dinosaur species was. And this makes sense. Remember when that asteroid, you don't remember, somebody, if Jennifer were here, said, hey, Doug, what was it like when the asteroid hit the... No, what the asteroid did when it hit the Gulf of Mexico 66 million years ago was kill everything that was on the ground. However, if you were a flying dinosaur, so the non-avian dinosaurs all died, but the ones in the air didn't, it would seem. Temperatures were crazy when the dinosaur hit up and down, and so the birds who had higher energy and were up above to stay a little bit warmer had the resources to stay alive. So the birds were around actually from a couple of hundred million years ago to that end of all life 66 million years ago. Some survived. I don't know, it's a whole long story, but this I thought was interesting because these feathers that had been preserved for all these million years have given us a clue as to how the birds survived.
Well, but also thinking that the dinosaurs back in the day were all more reptilian, where there really were a lot that had feathers.
Yes, right. So that's the bird story. Everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. There is a question. All good broadcasters who are doing talk usually start the hour, I say this often, with a question about something that is important. Here's a study out this week as the school year is over and then being contemplated. You realize that some youngsters will be back in school in a month? Right? Back in school in a month.
Summer flew by.
Yes. Well, flying, as it were. So this report that's come out from the National Education Association suggests that too many children are chronically absent from school. Don't go. And so I wondered about the perspective. If you're a parent or a grandparent and you have charge of your youngsters, this is something that sort of goes back to the pandemic, but yet it started the trend. If you look at it, it started a long time ago. And so as these people running schools are looking at the numbers, they're trying to figure out what the most challenging way is to keep youngsters interested in what's going on in school. I would say one thing, stop telling them what to think. How about we teach them how to think? Absenteeism is up nationwide, but it has been really acute in some of the biggest cities because the school systems are awful. In Los Angeles, California, I probably should save this for Jennifer when she's around, half of the students missed big chunks of the last school year. And there's no real, it used to be we had truancy when I was teaching school and when I was in school, and some of you probably remember this, we used to have truancy officers. The officer, if you were absent from school more than 2 days, the truancy officer would check on you or check with your parents to find out if you were sick or what was really going on.
Well, I think that's the case. Some of these parents don't even know their children aren't in school. Depending on the age of the child. Yeah, some of these kids are kind of being held responsible to get ready themselves and go.
Mac, 1 minute.
Wait a minute, Mac, what's going on?
Mac, what do you think of the truancy issue?
Mac.
He says, oh,
Mommy.
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mommy.
But also, a lot of these kids are not being met with how they learn. There's, mm-hmm. with the whole situation of...
No challenge.
Being taught, yeah, no. Being taught what to think, right. Rather than how to, no. think. They're not encouraged to ask questions. He's very against this whole topic.
He is, right, exactly. All right, do you need to do something? We can take a moment or two to do a few things, and then Mac might want to become part of the program. Give him a microphone. I might want to go back to bed. Who knows? All right, so that's the inside or insight to what's going on and what to do about it. There's a big debate, actually, about what to do. I don't understand why there is a debate. I don't think there should be a debate. Children are supposed to go to school. That's it. That's what their job is. So Mom? If your children are not going to school, then it's on you. And if you're not doing your job to make sure that your child is in school, then what are we paying for? Why am I paying? I resent, frankly, and I do. I really resent, because I don't have children in public school, paying for children for the system to operate and not serve the people. It's a really big mess.
Yeah, well,
mess.
Think about people who never had children, who never even had children in the
right,
school
still
system.
Paying.
Never had children to begin with, and yes, they do have to pay. That is that is a little absurd. This is a situation that should be fixed.
Yep, absolutely. So something to think about as we get closer to the beginning. Oh, man, do you want to say that again? How close we are. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation has nothing to do with the FDA, although a lot of people look at that FD and they say, oh, the money. No, FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. And you may or may not have heard by this time, this is something that was big all over the place yesterday, the first birth control pill you don't have to get a prescription to use has been approved by the federal government. I think this is actually a good thing. It can be sold across the counter, as they say. Now, is there a chance, Jay, this will be abused? What else can you use this for? Or what are the critics of this saying that this is something that's unprecedented. It certainly is political. Some people say yada, 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 yada. But there are a lot of people, millions of women, who want access, and because of the whole Roe v. Wade thing and what the Supreme Court decided last year, this is one of the big bugaboos, oral contraceptives. And so is this, do we think this is an applause moment?
Well, I mean, I think it's great, especially because birth control is not always taken for birth control. It is a lot it helps a lot of reproductive issues in women.
Yeah.
But it can be abused, as well as any other currently available over-the-counter medication that could be used in large doses to abort a fetus. And that is naturality, but that could be used for other things that are currently available over-the-counter.
Right. This decision, the independent advisory panel that agreed that this drug was safe for most people, so I guess the question is going to be, second question, you know, are your children going to school? Second question is this drug safe for everybody? And apparently it's not. Is this going to be another one? I see we're so loaded up. I have no problem with this being available, frankly. It shouldn't make a difference to me one way or another because I'm not in this league. But the whole business about making birth control, if you want, this is up to you, not up to somebody else to decide for you. What you do, hopefully, if you have someone that you're close to that's a part of your decision-making process, because it does take two to get pregnant, and you know the idea here is to have people agree on what's going on. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. But the whole business of advice and consent, I guess, under the circumstances, the 77% of women who are under 50 that say they want birth control pills, this is how the Republicans lose, right? If you don't have women under 50 voting for your candidate, whoever it is, then, and women under 50, pretty much across the board, there's some people who just don't want to have this, but most people I know who are of wildly different political persuasions want this, women under 50, so there you go. Now you have it. 18 after on Good Day. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. You know, one of the things I'm proudest of is that we have been doing this for many years. You and I talking and us talking on the air about Calitrin and the website toploss.com.
It's one of the reasons I love my job so much is, you know, seeing people really making progress with their health and their well-being and even mental health. You know, when you've carried around a lot of weight for a long time and you start to lose the weight after you had given up, really, you know, a lot of people, you give up.
How do you, when people call, you tell them, buy a month's supply, this is what will happen. Buy 2 months' supply, this is what will happen.
We've got discounts on every bottle right now, but it really just depends on how much weight you're wanting to lose or maybe what your motivation is for buying it, if it is for the side benefits and more. 1 month, you're probably not going to see just a whole lot with weight loss, maybe some inch loss, less bloating. Really around the 1 month mark is when you start seeing that healthy weight loss, and healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Use the discount code Doug. You get free shipping, but there's so many different possibilities because they've been around for so long. There are a lot of different things they've done to help folks out buy the product. That's it. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy, your football buddy, or you, your best man, your worst man. you, your dog walker, your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour, Friday the 14th. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is our social media segment. The not everything that's going on in social media can be translated and used in 4.5 minutes opening, but we'll try to touch on a couple of things here that are important and that are more general. For example, the thumbs up emoji that is considered something that you use, you know, when you're sending back and forth. People like to use emojis, right? Do you sometimes sign off your email with an emoji?
Sometimes, okay. My only response is an emoji.
Yeah, okay. So here's a judgment that means, that suggests that legally binding contracts would be something that a thumbs up would indicate. So this judge says the thumbs up emoji is a very interesting case. It involves a farmer and a deal to sell 87 tons of flax grain to a buyer. Maybe it's not important, the background, although I think it's kind of interesting from my point of view that it was a farmer who triggered all of this stuff. And so the nuance of it is kind of confusing and a little more complicated than we need to get into. The bottom line is that the farmer was asked to sell, and the farmer clicked the thumbs up response. And so the guy who's at the other end thinks, okay, that's an agreement, so here, let's go. Please confirm flax contract text, and the emoji thumbs up was the response. So what did you start to say, Jay?
I think it was the buyer that did the thumbs up emoji. So when the farmer didn't deliver, the judge said that the thumbs up was kind of contractual, but that was the buyer that sent it.
Ah.
And still holding the
either way. Yeah, but either way, is it? Should it be? Under the circumstances, think about it a moment. Is that all it takes? Are we to that point that we're so lazy that we can't say yes or no or indicate
Or it's not
something?
Even like an actual handshake. I can understand the handshake emoji because a handshake sometimes signifies a done deal, but the thumbs up sometimes is just like acknowledging, like, okay, good deal,
yeah.
Or like,
right.
Yes, or not even a yes, just like received. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I've got your text.
The judge says this court cannot nor should it attempt to stem the tide of technology and common usage. This appears to be the new reality in society, and courts will have to be ready to meet the new challenges that may arise from the use of emoji and the like. Wow, do I disagree with that? Ooh-wee. But I'm not a judge. And there the judge came, saw, and conquered, and so that's the end of that.
Or it'll go to a higher court. Let's see what happens there.
So maybe. All right, in a moment, a Shakespearean overview of Harry Styles. Stay, we got a minute here. Hold on.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So, Jay, I guess I'm asking this question because it is sort of a universal question. We've been talking a lot in the last few weeks about people throwing things onto the stage when people are performing. You know, somebody get hit in the head with a phone, people have been throwing bras up, whatever it is.
Bracelets in people in the eye. It's just it's dangerous.
Yeah, so the question here is it a new thing? Or has it been around forever since the time of Shakespearean plays? And the answer is apparently, yeah, it's been something. If you go back to Shakespeare's time, performances were watched by people and folks would throw things.
But weren't they more so throwing it on stage? They were more so throwing it on stage rather than at people.
Mm. Well, maybe that's true, but it's still something has changed, hasn't it? I used to think when you go to a performance, you politely sit there and clap when you like stuff, or even you cheer when you like stuff, but you don't throw things onto the stage. And some people are blaming it on the pandemic because people are so restless. No, it's impolite and rude. Yeah, no, it's just rude. So that's my read on it anyway. And I guess I can have the final word because it's now 29 after the hour.
The waves were muddy and fierce as could be when my lady and I got lost at sea. We tossed and turned and we nearly drowned when my brave little boat went down. Huh. Whoa, 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 no, none of that's true. You haven't had a date in a year or two. The sea was calm and the sky was clear and you crashed right into the pier.
Yeah, fine.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Secret Service is closing its investigation into the discovery of cocaine at the White House after failing to identify a suspect. Law enforcement agency said it was unable to single out a person of interest from the hundreds of individuals who passed through the West Executive Avenue entrance where the cocaine was discovered. Film and television production is grinding to a halt in Hollywood.
Because the AMPTP remains unwilling to offer a fair deal on key issues essential to protecting the livelihoods of working actors and performers, SAG-AFTRA's National Board unanimously voted to issue a strike order against the studios and streamers.
Union negotiator Duncan Crabtree Ireland says 160,000 actors are going on strike. A brutal heat wave continues to impact much of the southern U.S. and Death Valley, California. Temperatures could potentially reach 130 degrees this weekend. Dave Collins, USA News.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And don't forget, we're rolling out the red carpet just for you. You're the star. Call 855-999-DOUG and add to the conversation. That's 855-999-3684.
Keep the comments coming. And the smiles and the thoughts. All right. Yep, it's the Good Day program. Our daily download features the best bits and pieces of the most recent program. Jay does a lot to put pieces together. There's a conversation about Britney Spears and her new memoir that's in the current download. The doctor in Nashville who was shot and killed by a patient. Imagine that. Think about that. The bottom line to that. Input from our favorite cardiologist, Dr. Ken Kronos. We have Good Day Health tidbits often on the Good Day program, and you can keep up with what's going on two ways. One of them, listening to the program in its entirety during the day. We do it, and then it repeats itself through the course of the day at gooddayshow.com. Also, you can go to gooddayshow.com to get the latest download as well, or wherever you get your podcasts. How about them, Apple? Same thing with Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronos, their weekly input, understanding what's going on in the world of health from two different perspectives. It's yours at gooddayhealthshow.com or also wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program brought to you by the folks at 541 Travel. They're there to give you all the people listening to this program, every single one of you have an equal shot, an equal opportunity, an equal chance to get two free nights in Las Vegas by calling 800-419-DOUG. So it's worth a few moments of your time. See if you like the idea and to take advantage of it. 800-419-3684. Cost you nothing. Don't have to do anything. You don't have to promise. The firstborn, that's okay. Everything's fine. Just to take advantage, why not? 800-419-3684. So the good news today, or among the good news stories, the story of a six-year-old being praised for his heroics after he jumped into a pool to save his two-year-old brother. How about that, huh? This kid was swimming during a gathering at his grandparents' house. His younger brother fell into the water. At first, the youngster was called Atticus Whitlock, wasn't sure what was going on. But he scoped out the situation, Jay. He was horrified when he realized it was his brother who was in danger. He said, quote, "I saw something on top of the water. I had my goggles on. I didn't know what it was, so I went under to see what it was, and it was his younger brother."
Isn't that terrifying?
Wow. The boy's mother said she was near the pool when this happened, but had no idea that it was her two-year-old and her six-year-old. They were in the water, and so Atticus jumps in, grabs his brother at the bottom of the pool, pulls him up, and then the mother jumps in and helps them both get out. But I can just see her.
What's so terrifying is things like this happen when there are either nobody around, the child got out on their own, or there's a lot of people around.
Yeah.
And people are distracted, but everybody else thinks that somebody's keeping an eye on the child.
Yes, and there we are. That's it. The bottom line. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. All right, so that's the good news. Here's the bad news. Some of the bad. It seems more bad news around. There's only more bad news if you're looking for bad news. But here, put yourself in this place, this woman's place. Ladies, starting the day, nice thing going on. She's out running errands with her fiancé. The two of them hop on their motorcycle, and they were going out to dinner, as a matter of fact. And this lady got an alert on her phone that a smoke alarm was going off in her home. So she called her son, who lived closer to the house in Mitchellville, Iowa. He said smoke was pouring out of the house. So he was running so hard because he knew that there were all these animals in the house. And all she could think about were the animals. There's some dogs in the house and some other animals.
Birds, a couple exotics.
Right, right. So she raced back home and went full throttle. But as she headed for the off-ramp, she lost control of the vehicle and crashed. All right, so already she's got a motorcycle wreck. She's got a house that's on fire, but it's not over there. So she lands on her shoulder, breaks her clavicle, big gash in her knee. And she wasn't wearing any protective gear.
Which so, she identifies herself as foolish after the fact.
Right, exactly. So the house is on fire. She's hurt. And so the people who, she's gone to her house to see what's going on. And people see that she's hurt, so they send her, come on, let's go. You need to go to the doctor. You need to go to the hospital. And so she goes to the hospital to treat her various bumps and bruises and breaks. Doctors run a CT scan to make sure that she didn't have any internal bleeding. And they find a huge cancerous mass on her kidney. She's got renal cell carcinoma.
Which is a very sneaky one that's typically not diagnosed until later stages and is potentially terminal when not caught in the early stages.
So put yourself in her position, right? Fire burns your house to the ground.
Loses all
she wrecks her motorcycle and hurts herself. goes to the hospital, learns she has cancer. All of this in the same day. Good
within
God.
Span of 24 hours. Well, and here's the thing, too. So the good news and the miracle in this is she would not have known she had this cancer until a later stage when symptoms arose, and it would have been too late. She found out about this cancer because she was speeding on her motorcycle, because her house was on fire. She crashed her bike. They did these scans. They found it, and she was going to survive this cancer because it was in the early stages.
Mm-hmm. So from bad comes good.
What is it? Right? There's always, if there's going to be a silver lining, it has to be a cloudy day.
Yeah. Yep. That's right. That's a great way of remembering. Yeah.
Casey Musgraves for that one.
Yep. There you go. So the FDA, we were talking earlier about the FDA approving this over-the-counter birth control pill. Now, from the same organization, the Food and Drug Administration, the fact that aspartame may be a possible cause of cancer in humans. Did you see this? I wonder what your reaction, I wonder what anybody's reaction to it is. When you get down to the bottom line.
I thought we already knew this, though.
I thought we did, too.
Yes, yeah. And aspartame, even the fact that it's a potential carcinogen, but also it's so horrific for people, especially anybody who deals with inflammation issues or has a chronic illness. It causes added issues into the body. Like aspartame, and it's in all. Aspartame is in anything that is diet or zero sugar labeled or anything like that.
Coca-Cola, it's not.
It's in the Coca-Cola zero sugar, the caffeine-free, the Diet Coke. It's not in regular Coke, and a lot of the regular pops get a bad name because it's like, well, there's so much sugar. Take the real sugar, take all of that stuff, take the ingredients that are in the regular rather than the diets or the zero sugars or sugar freeze. The aspartame is the worst.
Yep. It's very bad for you. Look at the labels on things, whether it's stuff you're drinking, things you're eating. Yes, sugar is not great for you. But the aspartame and some of the other things that have been used over the years, the last 20 or 30 years, when people said, oh, I don't want sugar. Let's have something that's safe. I won't gain weight if I have this stuff. No, you'll die.
So find a different alternative.
Not much chance of you having a reaction if you're dead, right? Okay, so there's that. Now, speaking of being dead, in the case of Lisa Marie Presley. This I was surprised to see. She had a small bowel obstruction, and that's what killed her. Which seems rather, it would have been easy to find. And I wouldn't have thought, I mean, I've never had a small bowel obstruction. I don't know, knock on wood, everything works fine, thanks very much. But one wonders, with all of the medical attention she would be exposed to, she'd have the resources. There are the people. I find it distressing, frankly, and kind of not necessary. Are you with me on this?
It's one of those things where exactly what are the symptoms? Because there are so many different things that they share the same symptoms. And I think we as a society, prior to the COVID pandemic, but more so after, we brush things off. Like, it's probably just this or it's probably just that until it gets significantly worse. And for anybody who's by themselves, sometimes when it gets worse, then it's too late for you to even help yourself to reach out to get help.
Right. Have they figured out, by the way, there was a big to-do after she died, a kind of a fight between her daughter, Riley, and her mother, Priscilla.
Yeah, over Graceland.
Yeah. Is that settled?
I think they did settle it, and I think that Riley Keough still got everything that she was supposed to receive in it, but I'm not sure if she's allowing Priscilla to do anything. I would think so, because Priscilla is Graceland. She is Graceland.
And Riley doesn't know much about anything from what I can figure out.
Well, and it seems like from quote-unquote sources that they still have a good relationship, and that was one of the points in this whole fight, was to make sure that it didn't hinder their relationship.
Right, exactly. So it's all about Elvis Presley Enterprises and the things that go on. Priscilla's been responsible for the way this has grown, the way all of this this whole business of who's in charge and how do they continue to live well off of Elvis. That's kind of what this is all about, right? So Priscilla's only, I'm looking at the terms of the settlement here. Yeah, looks like Priscilla got $1 million and $400,000 in legal fees.
Yeah, I think Brett had to pay Priscilla to end the family trust dispute situation.
But why would you want to, I don't get this.
But Priscilla is the one that, I mean, she was already divorced from Elvis, but they maintained a solid friendship.
Oh, yeah.
And mutual respect. And she really turned Graceland, I mean, Graceland was not Graceland while Elvis was still alive.
Uh-uh.
Priscilla did that.
Yep, she did. She knew how to. She's a good business lady. Good business sense. I don't know. There's something smelly here, frankly. Because, again, it hasn't been said, let it ought to have been. Okay, here's something good for Donald Trump fans. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Pause. A judge has ruled that groping is only a crime if it lasts more than 10 seconds. The story
of okay, somebody groped this judge for 9 seconds, and let's see what happens.
After the, this is a story, went to court, 66-year-old groped a 17-year-old student, and it went to court, judge ruled that it wasn't a crime because it
pedophilia is okay as long as it lasts for less than 10 seconds.
Less than 10 seconds, right.
What a disgusting human being.
Yeah, and how does the 17-year-old feel about this? You know, the I would think, and I'm seeing evidence that this young lady is angry and feels betrayed by the system. Yeah?
Yes.
I would think, groping is not okay. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Unless it's invited. Hey, Fred, come on over here. I need you to rub my you-know-what. It's 48 after here on Good Day.
At Taco Bell, we like to keep mornings simple. Because before 11 a.m., you're not down for whatever.
No.
You're not interested in trying new things.
No.
You want a breakfast that's toned down and delicious. Like the Breakfast Crunchwrap with fluffy eggs, sausage, melty cheese, and a crispy hash brown in a grilled tortilla.
I want to eat that.
See? You may not be a morning person, but it's morning. And you're a person. Taco Bell breakfast. Served until 11 a.m. At participating Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had 3-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's stuff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Let's cover some of the things going on in the Food Farm Family Department at our Food Farm Family website. I look at these every day, too, Jay. You do a great job of putting these things together. Every day there's some new, there's a new piece of the pie, if you will, and you can check that out at foodfarmfamily.com. Our information today starts with the celebration of National French Fry Day. You've heard all of the ads, right? There have been ads everywhere, wasn't it? McDonald's?
Yeah.
And some of the other fast food chains.
My favorite way to eat a potato.
I had a baked potato last night. My favorite way to eat a potato. Actually, I like mashed potatoes. Not a big fan. Every once in a while, I did have some French fries yesterday because it was Farmer's Market Day, and I brought our ice cream truck down there, and the Farmer's Market has this great place where you can get French fries. And I was attracted to the fragrance. So over I went to enjoy this fictitious food holiday, National French Fry Day. Last year, fast food chains gathered a petition asking that the fun of this day be moved from the 13th to the 14th, or actually the second Friday in July. Why was that? What? Who cares?
Well, yeah, not necessarily from the 13th to the 14th. It just happens
to be
fall
a Friday
on the 14th this year.
Because National Fry Day.
Because the 13th doesn't always fall on Fridays, but they needed a Friday, just like you said, Friday.
Friday. All right, so you get it?
Got it.
And whether or not, what are the Idaho potatoes that are used for McDonald's? Are they better than the Maine potatoes when it comes to frying? I've seen some and felt, and actually I do eat, I don't eat a lot of fried food, but I'll have a good French fry from time to time. And it's fun to kind of see the differences. Some French fries are really good, and some French fries really stink.
What kind of French fry do you like? Because there's the waffle fries, there's those fake boardwalk fries.
They all taste
fries,
the same. It's
the
what
thin,
they're
string chew ones.
They're
string.
Cooked in, and whether they're crispy or not. If they're crispy and they're cooked in the right fat, then they're yummy. And the fat has. There are different fats, and they have different fragrances, and they have different tastes. So that's why, I don't know, whatever it is, the folks at Burger King have a loyalty program, and you can get a free order of fries there, too, no matter what size. I think in McDonald's and Checkers and some of these other places, you can get a small fry free. But it doesn't make any difference. The size at Burger King, you can get any size
fry free. Anything you want.
All right, exactly. All right, you have to
have
use
it your
McDonald's
way.
Yeah, good one, Jay. Okay, here's our recall of the day. Whole Foods recalling their chopped salad kits. There we go. Braga Food manufacturing products for Whole Foods saying they have voluntarily recalled the 365 chopped salad kit. The organic Asian chopped salad. This is due to the product containing undisclosed allergens. Contains milk and eggs not listed on the ingredient label. And that means the people with any allergies or sensitivity to those ingredients could have a serious reaction.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to take any chances. But this stuff has been sold all around the country at all the Whole Foods markets. And so you got something and you're not, again, you're not sure whether this chopped salad kit fits, bring it back. Doesn't make any difference. Just bring it back and get your money back and get 20 or 30 bucks for your time. And demand that. Go to the manager of the store. Don't let them get away with this stuff.
That gas to get there cost you some money. You
exactly.
should get reimbursed for it.
Hello. The Vermont situation with the massive flooding. I told you last weekend I went up across, last Friday I drove up across Vermont and crossed the lake and came back the same way on Saturday. I was about 4 or 5 hours ahead of this huge flood. And actually, the last 24 hours has seen an equivalency. So here's a Vermont farmer who said that his 30-acre vegetable farm in Burlington was the worst problem he could possibly have. It was the worst flooding that he's ever had to deal with. It's the story of Pitchfork Farm. Farm grows locally a lot of organic stuff, radishes, carrots, you know, that kind of stuff. Water from this rainfall drowned his fields and has cost him $400,000 in crop sales, which is enough to kill any farm. So the peppers, he says the only thing that has survived, the peppers and the winter squash, but they'll, you know, there's too much water. It's just the same thing happens with too much water as happens with not enough water. Everything dies. So what a shame. But something to be aware of when you're in New England, especially the prices for things are going to be sky high. All right, that's the story from the Food Farm Family Department here on Good Day.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.